Ashley Hampson from the Lorain County United Way joins us every now and then to tell us what the United Way is up to. And today we've got Ashley on. Ashley, good morning. Welcome back to the morning show.
Thank you so much.
Hey, just as a reminder, the United Way, you know, it's one of those places that we have heard about our entire lives. Every time we turn around, it is there. It has been there. But just give us a quick reminder as to what the United Way really is.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we hear that a lot. I know I've heard of the United Way. I know that you help people. Yeah, so the coolest thing about United Way is that every United Way is local. So we are United Way of Greater Lorain County. So we include, obviously, all of Lorain County and also a bit of Vermilion. That's the greater part. And, you know, what a lot of people don't know is that we're a pretty progressive, different little United Way here. So we cover the areas of health, education, financial stability, and transportation, which is really important. And our approach is a little different. So a lot of folks know United Way through workplace giving, you know, choosing a program, a partner agency to give your money to. We actually fundraise for 10 community collaboratives. So instead of just funding, you know, single programs and services, we actually fund nonprofits and for-profits and government agencies to all work together around, you know, what our community has identified as our greatest challenges. So things like getting kids ready for kindergarten. In Lorain, 89% of kids do not enter kindergarten developmentally ready to succeed. Things like helping middle schoolers succeed and make, you know, positive decisions, not the challenging decisions that will set them back in high school and beyond. Things like helping families overcome a financial crisis. We've got 9 social service agencies that cover every zip code in Greater Lorain County to help people overcome, families overcome a financial crisis and stay on their feet. You know, that it's just really important for us that we're all kind of working together on these issues, that we're not competing, that we're actually, we're collaborating and cooperating.
So the short answer is we help people.
We help people and we do it by working together.
Oh, yes, because I was going to say the semi-short answer is we help people. We also help people who want to help people. It's pretty simple to me.
Exactly. I love that. We help people who want to help people. I love it.
So a year from now, I'm going to see that as your moniker, and I'm going to point to the team.
You might.
I wrote that. And they'll say, yeah, right. Yeah, whatever. So listen, you've got some great programs to talk about today. First of all, you got a transportation survey going on. What is that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the transportation survey, so, you know, usually when you hear United Way, you hear health, education, financial stability, but we know, particularly here in Lorain County, the challenge that underlies all of those areas is transportation. You know, we do have some public transportation, but it's limited. And what we find is that there's a lot of folks, particularly seniors and people with disabilities, who don't have access to getting to their medical appointments. They don't have access to even getting to the grocery store. So what we do every year is we run this survey to identify what are the greatest needs for folks, but we encourage anyone who lives, works, plays in Lorain County to fill it out. And then it kind of directs kind of where the support that we're able to provide throughout the year in the areas of transportation. So if you do live, work, play in Lorain County or know people who do, you can just go to uwlorainecounty.org/transportation survey, and that will take you to the survey and also to learn a little bit more about Lorain County Mobility Management.
Now, is it also a place where you can find out who individually actually needs this service?
Yeah, so it will link you to Move Lorain County, who's the partner for us in Lorain County Mobility Management. And on there, you can see we've got a list of, you know, all the different transportation providers geared at, you know, who needs what. You can also always call 211. So if you know anyone who needs transportation for, you know, a variety of different purposes, they'll connect you to either a provider or to Sharon Pearson, who's our mobility manager.
We are talking to Ashley Hampson this morning. She is with the United Way of Greater Lorain County. You also have a program called Together on 10. What is that?
Yeah, so we're super excited about this. You know, as you mentioned, as I said, you know, a lot of people know us through Workplace Giving, which we love. We love getting into local employers and talking to folks about what we do and giving folks an opportunity to give back. But we want also people to know that anyone can give. We help people, right? So we're going to be launching this two-week campaign starting on Monday called Together on 10. And what we're hoping to do is get 1,000 folks to give $10 to raise $10,000 within that period. And the whole campaign also highlights a little bit more of this collaborative stuff that I've been talking about, right? So, like, what are the little things that working together helps us do that, you know, adds up to a big impact? So throughout that two-week period, you'll see on our social media lots of different examples of just how different agencies through our community collaboratives have worked together to, you know, help folks.
You know, you guys are making this real easy, because I guarantee a lot of people listening have faced that question. Like, you know what? I should be doing something. I should be doing something more to help somebody. Where can I go? What do I do? And there's Ashley in the United Way right there.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, you know, it makes it, we want this kind of to be an entry point for folks, you know, through the Together on 10 campaign. So you can really see the breadth of the work that we do through these collaboratives. And, you know, we always have ways to get involved. Of course, you know, this only happens with the, you know, donations of our community, but we also have lots of volunteer opportunities, leadership opportunities, and other ways to get involved.
You know, if only you guys would put together a school supply collection, that would just make you guys complete.
And we do that. Yeah.
There's another idea of mine you're stealing. I tell you what. No, tell us about that. You guys have been doing this for a long time.
Yeah. So it's called Fill the Bus. And, you know, there's lots of school supply collections across the county, and we love every single one of them. Every single one of them is really important. For Fill the Bus, what we do is we kind of give folks a package to host their own collection. So we have what we call little bus boxes, and it's like a yellow box. And they've got little tags on it, so folks can either put it in their workplace, their break room, if they've got a store, a storefront, take one, so folks can easily take a tag. It shows you, you know, where you can drop off, where you can buy stuff online to get it delivered to our office, and it's a box, so folks can actually bring in school supplies and donate them. So we've got instructions on how to host a collection, how to just kind of buy supplies to contribute, and what we do with those supplies is we actually we donate them. They're available to all elementary schools across Lorain County, and we actually deliver them directly to the schools and the school district. You know, and that's our model because, you know, there's, like I said, a lot of different school supply collections, and they help so many kids. But, you know, like we were talking about with transportation, if folks don't have the availability or, you know, their parents are working and they can't get them to that school supply distribution day or event, then they still don't have school supplies. So we deliver them directly to the school district. We work with the social workers at the schools, so they know the kids that have the need and can get them to those kids.
So let me make sure that I understood what you were saying earlier in your answer, that if a business or an organization wants to help, you know, collect school supplies for kids, they can contact you guys, United Way of Greater Lorain County, and actually order the little yellow box to be put in their business. And then the employees, as they come in and say, oh, look, here's a place that I could donate school supplies right here. I could just drop them off at any time. Did I catch that correctly?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we give you kind of a little pre-made package. All you have to do is let us know. We'll get you in contact with Norma, our volunteer engagement manager. So we'll see, you know, how many boxes you want, you know, how many tags you want. We can even give you a personalized online shopping list to direct folks to. And we make it super easy for you to kind of get started and host a collection.
How can people reach out to you if they want to learn more?
Yeah, so we do have a site for that as well. It's uwlorainecounty.org/fillthebus. And that's all one word, Fill the Bus. Or you can always reach out directly to our office at 440-277-6530. and we can get you connected.
And if nobody had a pen when you said that, Google United Way, Lorain County, and they're going to find Ashley and company. I guarantee it.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Ashley, pleasure to have you on. Wonderful. Ashley Hampson from United Way of Greater Lorain County. Thank you so much for all that you do. You take care.
Thank you. Have a great day.